What is new in the zoo? Yep. Well, there might be a few kind of gearing up for the big day tomorrow, field day activities. It's going to be interesting to see what the results of all that are. So, let's see. Anybody else looking to check in? We are in listening mode.
That other Yankee, Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County, Washington. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, there we go. John, KI-7, Tango Oscar Yankee in Whatcom County. I think you're on the western side of the county, west of Bellingham, but anyway, loud and clear, and you got us into the double digits, as in number 10. So there you go. Anybody else looking to check in there?
Okay, well, we'll stop it at 10. It's a nice ride. It's like sitting on a boat listening to Christopher Cross sailing, just taking a nice, calm, beautiful ocean water and not a big hurricane flying through. So we'll leave it at that. It's smooth operations tonight, or maybe like smooth operator. That's a good song, too. KI7TOY, John, down there in Whatcom County. There, big, strong signal as always. How are you and the wife doing? Go ahead.
Very well, Marlon. Thank you for asking. She was out back smoking a cigarette looking for the moon that we can't see down here, and she was listening to the handheld on you guys, but obviously she can't transmit on that. But I'm in here listening, but I got two comments. The first station calling that says he was going to Japan, what was his call sign? Go ahead.
Yeah, his call sign is VA7YUU.
Roger that. Anyway, you guys are talking a bunch of legal stuff, and you cannot give legal advice without a license to practice law. And I do have a license to practice law, but I only have a license to practice law in Washington. So it would be illegal for me to give advice in Canada or Japan. However, comma, I do know how to look stuff up. And the answer to his question is you got to seek out the regulatory authority for the destination you're going to. So that'd be Japan. So in Japan, they're the equivalent of the Federal Communications Commission in America, and your guy's Canadian equivalent is whoever regulates amateur radio. And in Japan, that is the Ministry of Information and Communications, abbreviated as three letters MIC, and I think he has to apply for a application. You can listen, obviously, without transmit, but if you hit the transmit button, they find out you're in Japan, you don't want to get in any trouble. So go seek out the regulatory authority and figure it out. Break.
Yeah, break. Yeah, he said he knows all that. It's just that it takes 60 days.
Yep, so that may or may not be enough time, and you have to send a picture of your passport and all that good stuff. Second comment is about field day. I used to do that, but now I'm just lazy, and I like to be comfortable, so I just hang out in the ham shack, and I just listen, and I'm just a one-man station, which you don't get a whole lot of points. And I'm not in it for the contest. I'm just in it to see who I could talk to, and my best stations were New Zealand and Finland over the North Pole. KI7TOY, thanks for on the net, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks, John. No problem. I was a little bit thrown by that. Wow, that's quite a long time to wait just to get permission to talk to them. Very strange stuff. But anyway, it is what it is, unless they're willing to try to change that in their own country by their amateur radio operators. Well, I guess they're stuck with it. Or maybe they just don't really want to talk to us locally in their country. Okay, this is Victor Echo. I don't know. That wasn't legal advice either. That's just my own thoughts. This is Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo for the TGIF Net Rocks. Let's just throw it one more time, and then we'll start back at the top of the list.
Yeah, let's see. We had a station on here. Was it last Friday or the one before that? He was talking about China. He's going to China, whatever they do there, if it's any different than Japan, hard to say, but it'd be interesting to know, just for curiosity's sake. What was his call? He was talking all about going to China. Anyway, calling CQCQ, looking for a number 11 on the paper. Calling CQ for the TGIF net. This is VE7ROX, and our ears are on.
It was VE7LYU, VE7 Lima Yankee uniform.
Oh, yeah. You triggered my memory there. Yeah, I do see him on the list of previous check-ins here. Yeah, the name was Hansen. And yeah, he was talking all about BY land. Baker Yankee is the amateur radio prefix for China, however they work out their call signs. And yeah, he was talking all about going there. In fact, he may be there now. So he'll fill us in on that if he gets back here. So yeah, thank you for the little reminder there.
Okay, well, we'll pause right there after John and what have you and that. Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo, V7ROX for June 26th. We're going to go with what we'll do now, the protocol. We'll start at the top, work our way down. If you're in there, come on back in and get some thoughts in there and what have you for the discussion that has arrived through the net, or maybe something that else is on your mind that you want to resolve or figure out. That's what it's all about. Hey, that was a rhyme. I didn't know it was a poet. I didn't know it. VE7NIJ, TGIF, second round. VE7ROZ was in and out. VA7YUU.
Yeah, I'm still here. Haven't hit the hay just yet. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform. Unfortunately, I tuned out for about 20 minutes, but then I did come back and I heard that station with the quote-unquote not legal advice, and yeah. So I guess I'll talk about the licensing system there. So I'll talk about, like, for foreign amateurs like me. So I can apply for a Japanese license using my Canadian license, but I don't have my advanced yet. So if I do that, I will have restrictions, and I can't use... Well, first of all, there's going to be power limits to 50 watts on every band, and I will not be allowed to have any, like, I will only be allowed to have portable operation. There's a different license for portable and for a fixed station, and I will not be allowed to use 10 megahertz or 14 megahertz. So now you can start to see why I don't really like their rules too much. And then if I apply, it takes 60 days to apply, and then... after that, I have to use, when I'm in Japan, is you have to use radios that are approved for use in Japan. So that's Japanese radios only. There's no Chinese radios that are approved in Japan, as far as I know. So all of my radios I own are restricted because they have to be specially certified for use in Japan. So if they can transmit outside the band, then they're illegal. So my Baofeng and my ICOM here are illegal to use there because they transmit outside, and also my Alinco I'm talking on right now because it can talk up to 148 megahertz. And then after that, you have to apply for the, after you get your license, you have to get the station license, which is the license based on per radio. You have to certify each radio for use, so you have to register the radio, and then you have to carry around a certificate showing that it's been certified. And, of course, there's a mobile license, and then there's a fixed license. It's just, it's a mess. I don't want to deal with it, honestly. I'm never going to operate there. It's a pain.
Well, now that you've got into so much detail about it, because we certainly can tell you've done a lot of research on it, I think they made politics of red tape to make sure that foreign amateur radio operators are not participating in their country. That's the way I feel about it.
Honestly, they're just restricting their own operators, too. Like, the people there, they have to write the same tests, of course, but they follow all the same rules that we do. You still have to apply for a station license. You still have to do all that junk, which is useless in my opinion. And that's what I really like about Canada now. I'm learning that Canada has some of the most relaxed rules in the world. Like, even compared to the U.S., our rules are more relaxed. I can
I went to the Surrey Amateur Radio Club. I filled out a test in 20 minutes and paid $0 except for the money I paid to the club. And now I have HF privileges. I can talk on every band up to 200 watts. We honestly have it very good here in Canada. I think, like, if you restrict the rules too much, nobody's going to be interested in amateur radio. Like, if it's so difficult, why would I ever be interested when I can just talk on my cell phone and there's no license for that?
Yeah, but you got to kind of have a get out of the tunnel vision and kind of spread the eyes apart of the whole situation. Technology has changed so much. Let's give the concept of shortwave broadcasting, BBC, Voice of America, the huge towers that used to have so much power, broadcasting all over the world, are all being taken down, destroyed, discontinued because of the Internet. So there's a technology change. And I find that slowly, as the technology changes, the rules are getting like wow. you know, let's just try to kill the hobby. Eventually, you know, these people are eventually going to, you know, perish and be gone eventually, and we'll just get our way of everything is going to be under their system, and you won't have freedom of speech on the radio. That's not being political. That's just my own point of view. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, we have to specify, no, we're not talking about politics. There's no legal advice here. We have to say that. And but yeah, I think we have it great here in Canada. Like, we can drop the CW requirement, which is great. You need a license to operate CW in Japan. Actually, that's another thing, which is ridiculous. You can't do it without it. And yeah, I think if we make amateur radio much easier to get a license, like here in Canada, it's going to be a lot more popular. But if you keep restricting too much, it's just going to die away. So anyway, that's my opinion. And I guess it's time to hit the hay soon.
Yeah, I agree, and at the same time, I disagree. Only in the aspect of what happened CW McCall and Convoy and Smoking the Bandit came out for even the 11-meter band, it became a free-for-all freak show, and it could destroy the hobby, too. So, you know, it's kind of one of those scenarios that it's really a fine place. I agree with you in regards to regulations and what have you, that it's pretty nice in Canada and what have you. But, you know, if you make it even more easier to get and what have you and that, it could actually just do a total swing in the actual hobby itself to become something like CB radio kind of became for many, many years after just a free-for-all.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. I could even say, like, our rules are maybe a little too relaxed here. Like, you can hear on this repeater there is so much QRM and just people having fun. Yes, I definitely agree. It shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't have to, like, there should be definitely should be a test, and we should, like, enforce the rules and stuff like that. But it shouldn't be too difficult is what I'm saying. It should be a level where it's not impossible and someone like me can do it. It shouldn't be, we shouldn't regulate it too much. So that's just what I think.
Yeah, and that's why we're in Canada, the home of the strong and free. You know, we have the right to have freedom of speech, and that's basically what we're doing here. Everyone has their different opinions and what have you, and that's important in anything in regards to Canada. So, God bless our land. Oh, hang on, I'm getting carried away here. Good to have you on board. VE7 UJM, are you still around?
I am still here. Jason, look it up. Yes, you can talk on Echolink to RPT in Japan. And bring me back something samurai. Like, follow the path of the samurai. And, I don't know, some sand or something. All right. Safe journey. Back to you, net control. Must identify Victor Echo 7 uniform. Juliet Mike.
Yeah, very good. Johnny, by the way, that carrier signal on that radio is absolutely superb. The audio is a bit low on it. It is a bit low. It's fine, but it is a bit low. I just thought I'd mention that. VE7AFF, Matt, you having fun? You still here? You're around. Go ahead. Okay, Matt has left us. Hopefully we'll have him next week. Going back over to the other side of the water, VE7NRC.
Sorry, was that VA7NRC?
No, that was UNRC.